Andy Byrne, the Shadow Health Secretary, is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's start with what you're actually announcing today. What are you promising?
Well, we're saying today that the NHS is sinking into greater trouble now, so it needs a rescue plan this year and next year. So we're saying that we will take immediate measures to get the money flowing to the NHS, so it will have extra funds this year and next. The full £2.5 billion will be delivered next year. And in the first day in the Department of Health, we'll make sure that the training commissions for this September are increased, because what's happening in the NHS at the moment is there is a severe shortage of staff, and private staffing agencies have got a grip over NHS organisations, and we need to break that hold so that we can get the staff back onto the wards, but also get NHS finances back in a better state.
What are you going to do to keep existing staff on the wards, though? Because it is one of the issues, isn't it? I mean, it's very well to train more nurses, but actually you've got to retain them as well. Are you promising anything to people who are currently working as nurses in NHS hospitals?
Well, morale is extremely low
at
the
moment.
What
can you do about that?
Well, one of the things that the government has done is deny NHS staff a 1% pay increase, and that caused a lot of bad feeling, understandably.
And you would do?
And we will reinstate the independent pay review body, because there's got to be pay fairness in the NHS, hasn't there, from top to bottom. We've seen revelations in recent days about excess at the very top of
the
NHS, and that will only damage
pay to go up over the lifetime of a parliament, do you
think? Well, that would be a matter for the independent pay review body, but that's about bringing fairness back, isn't it? An independent process to judge what's affordable. Well, we did when we were in government.
Because, and you would do it again?
Yes, we would reinstate the independent pay review body, because you've got to get that trust back into the NHS, because at the moment, morale is a very serious threat to the NHS.
How would you pay for that?
Well, the pay review body judges.
But how would you pay for that?
The pay review body judges what is fair, but also what is affordable to NHS organisations. But the way I would pay for it is we've got to get this agency bill down. It's literally going through the roof at the moment.
So
NHS Trust simply cannot recruit the staff that they need. Mm-hmm. So they are having to turn to private staffing agencies. And what we've seen is a huge increase, £1 billion or more, going to private staffing agencies. And the NHS will not have a secure financial future until we break that grip that these agencies have over NHS organisations.
Talking of which, that secure financial future, we had Sir David Nicholson on the programme. He said politicians of all parties, actually, said they want to talk about extra services, extra investment, which is part of what you're talking about today. But actually, there is a problem there to face. And he was referring to this annual £8 billion shortfall that the current boss of NHS England says is going to be there. And I think everyone, well, you tell me, do you accept that figure initially, that there is going to have to be found an extra £8 billion a year during the course of this parliament?
Well, it's not during the course, is it? It's at the end of the next parliament is where that figure arises.
And well, is it, though?
Yes, it is, because that's the estimation from NHS England. And the point here is, Justin, I'm not going to make promises
just to
that
get
I can't...
clear about what your understanding is of the figure, because that wasn't mine. You're saying that the £8 billion is what, to be found right at the end of the next parliament?
It's a gap that arises as the NHS seeks to make efficiency gains, and the five-year forward view from NHS England says that towards the end of the next parliament, the gap will be around £8 billion, and they've asked the government to meet that.
You see, our understanding, sorry to interrupt you, but just to be very clear about this, such an important point, our understanding from David Nicholson was actually that the shortfall was starting now.
If you listen to what David said, he said you have to start making a down payment on that immediately, and that's the point.
So are you
pledging
to make that down payment?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying today, Justin. I'm saying
that,
wait a second, let me answer your point. I'm saying that there'll be more money this year, 2015-16, if there's a Labour government. We will get the funds flowing immediately into the NHS. And I'm also saying to you this morning that we will have the full £2.5 billion additional by 2016-17. And that will be crucial if we are to turn the NHS
and
around.
And £8 billion at the end of the parliament?
Well, we're not going to make promises without saying where the money will come from. And that's what the current...
Well, why not make the promise
that's what the governments
the
have done, the
from?
Conservatives and Liberals. Because it's no good giving the NHS cheques that are going to bounce in a few years' time.
So
or indeed, wait, let
in
me
other words,
wait a second, let me
no,
answer
but
your
what
point.
You seem to be saying
Nor
is
it any. Let me answer your point.
To fund the NHS in a way that Sir David Nicholson and lots of other people say it needs to be funding.
No,
you are saying
Labour
this morning
Party,
we can't afford
through
it.
Through its history, has always done whatever it takes to secure the future of the NHS. People know that about us, and that will continue
and
to be the case.
You're refusing to pledge
let
to do
me,
it now.
Let me say to you,
but
we are not going
to
give the NHS.
Either it will continue to be the case, but it won't continue to be the case.
How about let me
you'll fund the 8 billion or it won't be the case and you won't fund
How about
the
8 let billion. Me answer? All right. Today we're getting a plan together to turn the NHS around in the first 2 years. But we're not going to make promises without saying where the money will come from. We're not going to give the NHS cheques that will bounce. But crucially, I'm not going to do this. Pay for the NHS by raiding social care. Now, that is what has happened in this Parliament. And the care cuts are the root cause of the A&E crisis.
But you're
the
not
collapse
saying
of
where
social
that extra
care
money is coming
has
from.
Dragged down the NHS. No, I'm saying to you quite clearly today, we're going to put money in this year and next. And we'll continue to do whatever it takes to secure the future of the National Health Service.
Andy Burnham, thank you.